When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 17. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Carmen.
Y estamos aquí otra vez con otro episodio para vosotros.
El número 17 ya.
17 o 17, como se dice en italiano. Yo acabo de terminar un episodio de Coffee Break Italian, entonces si hoy voy a hablar en italiano...
No pasa nada, te perdonamos.
Pero que me digáis, ¿no?
Sí, sí.
Que estoy hablando en italiano.
Te lo diremos, tranquilo.
Perfecto. ¿Qué tal, Carmen?
Pues estoy un poco dolorida, Marc. Estoy un poco dolorida porque el fin de semana corrí una carrera.
Sí.
10 kilómetros.
Oh, 10 kilómetros.
Y bueno, me duele todo el cuerpo, pero lo conseguí, terminé la carrera y estoy muy contenta.
Pues enhorabuena. ¿Y nos quieres contar el tiempo? ¿Cómo se dice eso?
Sí, la marca. Sí, dice marca. Uh-huh. Una hora.
Una hora.
Una hora y un minuto.
Muy bien, pero 10 kilómetros.
Es mi primera carrera, Marc. Estoy pues muy orgullosa.
Y lo tienes que estar. Bueno, vamos ahora a hablar del texto de hoy, porque tenemos otra carta.
Uh-huh.
Otra carta muy interesante, esta vez de Carmen, que está respondiendo a Jesús. Y la última, pues en el último episodio hemos visto que hubo una tragedia.
Uh-huh.
Y entonces vamos a ver la reacción de Carmen.
A ver qué nos cuenta.
Uh-huh. Exacto. Pues vamos a por ello.
Vamos a ver.
De mayo de 1949. Querido Jesús, ¿cómo estás hoy? He recibido tu carta esta mañana y me he quedado de piedra. Estaba tan acongojada por lo que me has contado que he ido corriendo a contárselo a mi padre. No te lo creerás, pero se ve que mi padre ya sabía que había habido un accidente en las costas de Mallorca. No sabía que había sido tan cerca de Portals, ni que tú lo habías presenciado, claro. Él tiene amistad con un gobernador escocés que veranea en la isla, un cierto Murdoch Mackintosh. Este distinguido señor le contó a mi padre que un barco escocés había desaparecido en aguas del Mediterráneo. El propietario de la embarcación es un lord muy rico y excéntrico, que quería transportar 4 baúles de contenido incierto. Se rumorea que en los baúles había piedras preciosas traídas de tierras lejanas. El capitán y sus 10 tripulantes tenían órdenes de llegar al puerto de Andrax y desembarcar la mercancía y entregársela a una misteriosa mujer. Digo misteriosa porque nadie sabe quién es. El señor Mackintosh está convencido de que esta mujer debe ser la amante del dichoso lord, y por eso el señor no quiso revelar a nadie, excepto al capitán, a quien debían entregar el botín. También dice que probablemente nunca nadie reclamará el cargamento, porque pondría en evidencia la doble vida del lord. En resumen, 11 marineros escoceses han perdido la vida. El cargamento se ha hundido en el mar y el lord y su amante jamás volverán a encontrarse. Ya han perdido bastante, ¿no crees? Menuda historia para no dormir. Espero que ya estés más recuperado del susto. Yo también quiero verte pronto e ir a las películas y planear nuestro casamiento y de hablar de los planes del futuro. Una posada en Calviá suena bien. Yo tengo experiencia con la contabilidad y con los huéspedes. Ya sabes que ayudo a mi familia siempre que lo necesitan. Me gustaría que mi marido estuviera en casa conmigo y no en el mar, donde pasan cosas difíciles de explicar. Además, cuando formemos una familia, será más fácil si te tengo cerca. Y sé que a ti te gustan los niños y querrás verlos crecer. A mí me alegra mucho que tengas ganas de estar en tierra firme conmigo. Y estoy segura de que mi familia nos dará todo su apoyo y nos ayudarán en todo lo que puedan para que seamos felices. Además, tengo un buen presagio. Creo que nuestra posada será conocida por toda la isla y tendremos muchos huéspedes. Me despido por hoy. Espero con ilusión nuestro próximo encuentro. Tuya, Carmen.
Fíjate qué sorpresa, ¿no? Que Carmen ya había escuchado algo de esta tragedia que Jesús le contaba la semana anterior.
De hecho, parece que Carmen sabe más que Jesús.
Que el propio Jesús.
Sí. Bueno, como siempre, vamos a hablar un poco del texto en inglés ahora para que todos entiendan perfectamente el texto.
De acuerdo.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Okay, this letter is, of course, all about Carmen's reaction to the terrible story Jesús shared with her in the last episode. But it turns out, as we've mentioned, that Carmen herself has found out more about the background to the story. She begins by asking Jesús how he's feeling today. She received his letter this morning and was turned to stone by the story. She was so distressed, acongojada, quite a good word there, by what she had read that she ran straight to her father to tell him about it. Carmen says that Jesús won't believe it, but it was immediately clear that her father already knew that there had been an accident in Mallorcan waters. He didn't know it had been so close to Portals, nor that Jesús had witnessed it. Carmen's father is friendly with a Scottish governor, someone who works for either the local or the national government, and he happens to be holidaying on the island. He's called Murdoch McIntosh, a good Scottish name there. And this Murdoch McIntosh had told her father that a Scottish boat had disappeared in Mediterranean waters. The owner of the boat is a very rich and eccentric lord who was transporting four chests or trunks. And the contents of these trunks were unclear, but rumour has it that the chests contain precious stones brought from far-off lands.
Se rumorea que en los baúles había piedras preciosas traídas de tierras lejanas.
The word tierras lejanas always
far
makes
lands,
me think of a fairy story. Okay, so the captain and his 10 strong crew had orders to sail to the port of Andraz and deliver their cargo to a mysterious woman. No one knows the identity of this woman, and Mr. McIntosh is sure that she must be the Lord's lover. And for this reason, only the captain knew to whom they had to deliver this treasure. Mr. McIntosh also explained that no one will ever claim the cargo, because this would be evidence of the Lord's double life. So, 11 Scottish sailors have lost their life, the cargo has sunk to the bottom of the sea, and the Lord and his lover will never see each other again.
En resumen, 11 marineros escoceses han perdido la vida, el cargamento se ha hundido en el mar y el Lord y su amante jamás volverán a encontrarse.
Carmen says, what a story that would make you lose sleep. She hopes that Jesus has recovered from the shock. Carmen also wants to see him soon and to go to the cinema and plan their home and speak about the future together. The idea of a hotel in Calviá sounds good. Indeed, Carmen says that she has experience with accounts and with guests because she helps her family whenever she can. She would like her husband to be at home with her, not away at sea where things happen that are difficult to explain.
Me gustaría que mi marido estuviera en casa conmigo y no en el mar, donde pasan cosas difíciles de explicar.
And when children come along, it will be easier if she has her husband close by. She's pleased that Jesus doesn't want to go off to sea, and she's sure that her family will help and support them so that they can be happy. And Carmen says that she has a good feeling, un buen presagio, that their hotel will become well known throughout the island and that they'll be successful. She awaits their next meeting excitedly, and with that, she ends the letter. Muy interesante.
Desde luego que sí.
Vamos a volver a una frase que ha dicho Carmen. Pues Carmen en el estudio, pero también Carmen en la carta. Y es la frase, me gustaría que mi marido estuviera en casa conmigo. So, me gustaría que, I would like that, mi marido, my husband, estuviera. Now that's an interesting word. I'm sure our listeners have heard it before. It is in fact which tense, Carmen?
Imperfecto de subjuntivo.
Imperfecto de subjuntivo. It's the imperfect subjunctive. So it is used because what Carmen is saying here is, I would like, to me it would please that something were the case. In English we use a similar word sometimes. I wish that you were here. Me gustaría que estuvieras aquí. I would like you to be here. The complication is that when we translate it into English, we use I would like you to be here. And the to be conjures up an infinitive idea in our minds when we're translating that into Spanish. But of course, we have to change the meaning slightly. I would like that you were here. And that were has to be a subjunctive. And of course, it's a subjunctive in the past. So, estuvieras. Or, there's another form of that. It could be
estuvieses.
Estuvieses. So, two alternatives when we are looking at the imperfect subjunctive. Let's take the whole imperfect subjunctive of estar and conjugate it. So, it would be yo estuviera, tú estuvieras, él o ella estuviera, nosotros estuviéramos, vosotros estuvierais, y ellos o ellas estuvieran. And of course, there's the alternative form. So, Carmen, can you explain that?
Yo estuviese, tú estuvieses, él o ella estuviese, nosotros estuviésemos, vosotros, vosotras estuvieseis, ellos, ellas estuviesen.
Muy bien. Tengo una pregunta para ti. ¿Cuál sueles utilizar tú?
La verdad es que utilizo los dos.
Los dos.
Sí.
¿Depende de una situación o depende?
Depende del momento en mi cabeza, pero los dos son bastante comunes.
Mm-hmm. So first of all, just make sure you recognize both of those forms. They're both the imperfect subjunctive. And choose whichever one suits best. You can use whichever one you prefer. Okay, so there is a little bit of information about the imperfect subjunctive. Okay, so we're now going to go on and look at the text in greater detail, but here we're going to have to leave our preview listeners. Of course, to get access to the full materials, head over to coffeebreakspanishseason4.com, where you can find out how you can access the extended version, our bonus listening, and of course the full transcript of this episode. For now, muchas gracias y hasta la próxima.
Nos vemos pronto, amigos.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.